Welcome to One World, One Future, the Bite-Sized Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Nevison, and we highlight changemakers around the world who are making a difference in their community.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode on the podcast. I am so excited today because we have Miss Annabelle Flores joining us.
Hi, everyone.
How are you today? I'm so excited you're here.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. I'm so excited to share all that you do with our listeners and all the incredible work you've done over the amazing year you've had. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Annabelle Flores. I'm the reigning 2021 Royal International Miss International Role Model Preteen. I'm 14 years old. I'm in the 8th grade, and I'm the founder of Read a Thee Now, which is my personal reading program and my personal project, the GLC Project.
That is awesome. And can you tell us how your year has been with RIM for the last year?
It has definitely been such an amazing year. I've been able to travel to so many places. We've been able to get model in New York Fashion Week, go to Myrtle Beach, and even go to the Bahamas. So I've had such a great time being able to bond with my sister queens. I've enjoyed being able to have sister queens internationally. That's one of the cool things about RIM that I've definitely enjoyed throughout the year.
That is awesome. From what it looks like, you've had an amazing year and you're doing an awesome job posting everything and continuing your volunteering, which is awesome. So congratulations on having a successful year. But let's hop right into the interview. Could you tell us what Read With Me Now is?
Read With Me Now is my personal reading program, and so I actually started it back in COVID when we were all in quarantine. So I actually love reading. I read every day. You know, that's one of my favorite things to do. It's something that I get to just relax and reflect back on to the day. And so when we were in quarantine, there was really nothing to do, and so me being able to read every day, I thought, well, maybe I can just jump on a Facebook Live or Instagram Live and share it with others. And so that's basically how Read a Thee Now came about. It started as a Facebook group, and so now it has grown so much more than that. I have been able to have it on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, and now I have my own ambassador program where I have currently 24 ambassadors, and it has been implemented internationally. And so basically with Read a Thee Now, our mission is to create better readers for tomorrow through our book readings and even our book drives.
That is awesome. Wow, that's so awesome. And you said how many ambassadors do you have?
I have 24.
Wow. Internationally, so how many countries are represented?
So there are 3 countries that are represented internationally.
Wow. Congratulations. Round of applause. They can't see us, but we're doing it over here, audience. Wow. That is amazing. So what is your favorite book to read in your Read With Me Now program?
I absolutely love any children's book because being able to share it with people as young as in kindergarten or even preschool and reminding them that at such a young age it's very important to want to read at least 15 minutes a day can really start it at a young age and continue that, you know, repetitiveness each and every day.
Awesome. I love that. And do you know how many kids have either listened to a reading or heard your message through your program?
I can say at least over 1,000 children. One time I've been able to do a presentation to a school and it was the whole grade. And so I was able to read books, share with Read With Me Now, and share a little bit more about the TLC project as well.
That is awesome. Congratulations. That's a lot of kids.
Thank you.
Wow. And you brought up the TLC project. Could you share what that is?
Sure. So the TLC project is actually my personal project, and it stands for Teaching Loyalty and Compassion. And so this has been started for 4 years, and the reason why it was started is because back in 2018, a girl at my school committed suicide because she was bullied. And so really, this was something that opened up my eyes and made me realize we need to encourage people to be kind, not just one day, but all the time, 24/7, 365 days of the year. And so with the TLC project, I've been able to do numerous random acts of kindness that exemplifies loyalty and compassion. I've been able to do anti-bullying book presentations, TLC Tuesdays on my Instagram and Facebook, and I actually recently started a series where it's called Queen with the Platform, and I interview other youth and teens to learn more about them and what they do to teach and encourage others to spread loyalty and compassion.
That is awesome. That is so amazing. I love that project. That is so awesome. Wow. I'm just like a loss of words. Wow. So you brought up that you do kindness acts. Which one out of all the kindness acts that you've done through your personal project is your favorite?
One of my favorite definitely has to be being able to fill up blessing boxes. So actually back in COVID, this was a big thing that started, you know, encouraging people to fill food and blessing boxes. And so there was a local organization in my community that started. And so I had the honor to help them put up their second blessing box. And so ever since I've been able to come back and fill it, not just with food, but also with books to promote reading and literacy and also, you know, just give food to those who are in need.
That is amazing. So how often do you make your Read With Me Now videos?
So I do them at least weekly and sometimes twice a week, just depending on, you know, how busy I am during that week. But I make sure to at least do it once a week.
I love that. That is awesome. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
So for your ambassador program, are there any specific requirements?
So for my ambassador programs, what I require them to do is at least read twice a month. And so they can send me the readings and I post them on our Facebook group. And then sometimes I post them on our YouTube because we do some book presentations, you know, just to get it out there to where everyone all across the world can access it. And so that was an easy way to be able to make that an easier access internationally. And so those are just my main requirements, you know, just encourage and keep on promoting people to join Read With Me Now and check out the readings on there as well.
I love that. And if the audience wants to become an ambassador for Read With Me Now, how should they go about doing that?
So they can go on Facebook and look up Read With Me Now, my page, and our group will pop up on there. And then they can also go on Instagram and search up read.withmenow, and you can find the link in our bio and just go fill out that application and I will get back to you.
Awesome. And like always, audience, all of those links will be down in there. And actually, since we're on this topic, could you share your personal Instagrams, Facebook, so we can go follow you on there?
Yeah, of course. So my RIM account on Instagram is RIM_preteen role model. And then on Facebook, it is Royal International Miss Role Model Preteen. And then I have a personal Instagram. It's official_AnnabelleFlores. And then on Facebook, it's Annabelle Flores.
Awesome. And all those will be linked down. So you know what to do, audience. So give her a follow, a like. I say this every time. You know what to do. You're awesome at it. Alrighty. So those will be down in the description. Go check it out. If you want to be an ambassador, go apply because she has an amazing program that more people need to be involved with so more people can be taught the importance of literature. So thank you for sharing this for this. It's awesome. Now, do you have a specific favorite memory that you'd be willing to share with the audience from either of your two programs?
So my favorite memory is really just being able to go in schools and read to children and educate them on the TLC project. I absolutely love this because when you walk in with the crown and sash in a school, the children are just really amazed. And so it really wants them to listen and to learn more about us and what I'm trying to talk to them about. So that's something that I really love.
That is awesome. And now we've kind of stepped out of my personal questions that I want to ask you and into the audience questions. So the day before, hours before, the audience knows it, I posted who I was interviewing and I said, audience, what's your questions? And they sent a lot of questions. Now, I stole some of them for myself because I wanted to ask you them personally. But the ones you haven't answered are, what is your favorite inspirational quote?
My favorite inspirational quote, it's not really a quote, it is a Bible verse. It's Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And so basically what that really means to me is as long as you are letting God know that you're believing in him and, you know, just trusting in him and whatever happens, happens. That was something that I always believed in, especially during the time of quarantine and COVID-19, because, you know, that was a very tough time. So that really helped me get through that kind of phase.
I love that. And the audience also asked, with your TLC project, Inspired Queen with a Platform program, how did you decide to start that?
So I wanted to find ways to where I can expand and, you know, educate others on what the TLC project is and how we can be kind to others. And so basically that was something that I decided to do because not only are we able to learn more about the person that I'm interviewing, but we can learn more about what they're doing for community service and how they're encouraging others to spread loyalty and compassion. By doing this, I'm able to kind of, you know, find ways that others can do that and spread loyalty and compassion as well. It kind of gives them ideas to be able to do that in their community.
I love that. That is awesome. Congratulations on starting all the amazing things you've done. So awesome. So now we've kind of moved into the quote unquote fun part of the podcast, I like to call it the speed round. Dun, dun, dun. I really need to add a sound effect there. That might happen. But so the speed round, you have 30 seconds on the timer. I have it on my little handy dandy little clock on my phone. And I have 30 questions for you. Your goal is to beat 13 questions. If you beat 13 questions, you get bragging rights for the end of time or until your record is broken. And it is pretty simple questions, very get to know you type fun questions. So are you ready?
Yes.
Alrighty. I'm going to click the timer in 3 seconds. Do you want to give me a countdown?
3, 2, 1.
Favorite color?
Purple.
Favorite animal?
A zebra.
Favorite sport team?
Ooh, that's a hard one. This is gonna stump me really bad. Man, I can't even think of one now.
It's okay. Let's go to the next one. Favorite food?
I really like fruit, and then I like animal crackers and stuff like that.
And last one, favorite vacation place?
I went to Sydney, Australia before, and that has to be my favorite one.
Awesome job. That was 30 seconds. You got 5 questions. The sports team stumped you up. Do you want to answer it if you've thought of it now?
I still haven't thought of it. That still stumped me.
I get you. I have a hard time picking my favorite sport team. I don't really watch that many sports. But
yeah.
I feel you there. Awesome job. You did awesome. And I have one last question before we end off this podcast, and that is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
If anyone wants to get involved into any of my platforms, just give me a message, and if you have any questions about that, you know, those links and stuff will all be down in the bio, but thank you so much, Ashley, for having me. I had such a great time on this amazing podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me and the audience. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. I will see you all next week for another episode.
Once again, I'm your host, Ashley Nevison, on One World, One Future, the Bite Size Podcast. And thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to know what's happening next.